Tuesday, February 22nd, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dach Judge Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen. Let's talk about limbs. More specifically, let's go over some nouns for various body parts that make up the bone and blood of limbs. Yod is toe. Y, A, capital D, yod. Com is foot. Lowercase q, A, M, com. Nib is ankle. NG, capital I, B, nib. Kiv is knee, lowercase q, capital I, V, kiv. Oosh is leg, apostrophe, U, capital S, oosh. Nitch is finger, N, capital I, TLH, nitch. Rope is hand, GH, O, P, rope. Yeb is wrist, Y, E, B, yeb. Dash is arm, capital D, E, capital S, dash. Dash kiv is elbow, capital D, E, capital S, lowercase q, capital I, V, dash kiv. Chom is bone, capital H, O, M, chom. Ew is blood, apostrophe, capital I, W, ew. And finally, as a bonus, a type 2 noun suffix, do. That's capital D, U, apostrophe. Do is used to indicate the plural form for body parts. Klingon has two other suffixes for marking other kinds of plurals. Only use do when talking about more than one body part. I could give you more specific words without leaving the limbs, like the palm of the hand or the names of each finger and toe. But this is enough for one day. Your practice for today is using the Lao Push construction in a flurry of statements as to whose body part is bigger than someone else's different body part. For example, Jabwe yebdu tin Lao, chom nibdu tin Push. The waiter's wrists are bigger than the bartender's ankles. Shoshle desh tin lao, Romolushnan ush tin push. Your mother's arm is bigger than the Romulan's leg. One could do these all day long because they're simple and easy, and a great way to get comfortable with the new vocabulary as well as the Lao Push construction. While you're at it, do remember to have fun. That's key, because having fun with language is one of the best ways to open new worlds. Kopme poshmoch chol.